I'm of Paul, another. I'm of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? Who's Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. The Lord told these people he was talking to, I know you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me. My word hath no place in you. The Lord came right to the heart of the issue. And he told him, he said, you don't have any understanding. You don't believe me. And then he gave them the reason that they don't believe him. He said in verse 43, even because you cannot hear my word. You can't hear my word. Now men will hear that and they'll say, no, yes I can. Yes I can. I can hear the word of God. The Lord told them, I guess, you lack ears to hear and eyes to see. They were blinded by nature. And he was telling them, I mean, right there, right in front of them, they heard the words that he was saying, and he said, you cannot hear me. Your tradition, by nature, you're prejudiced against me. They couldn't believe him. Believing the gospel, having a heart for the gospel, is a miracle of God's grace. That you believe this morning. If you believe God, if you have no confidence in your flesh, you have no confidence whatsoever in anything that you do or could do or would do. If you are able to rest your soul on the mercy and grace of God, it's a miracle. People talk about they're going to have a miracle service, healing service. I used to hear that and I'd say, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know that God's going to do it? How do you know that? That's presumption. I'm going to have one next week. How do you know? I tell you, a miracle is that there's some folks sitting here that believe God. That's a miracle. The Scripture says in John 1:12, but as many as received Him, as many as believed Him, as many as believed the gospel, to them, this is what had happened, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Well, then the Lord continued, and He was going to reveal to His hearers and all that would not come to Him. He's getting ready to reveal to them the very heart of why. He just told them, He said, you can't receive my word. You can't hear me. You cannot hear me. And He's getting ready to tell them, this is where we're going to start today. And in verse 44. Now, before we look at this passage of Scripture, 44 to 47, I pray that the Lord give us light on this extremely serious subject. And what we're about to look at, I'm telling you, is absolutely from the words of our Lord. This is God speaking. I've told people before, I know people can, they'll hear and they'll get upset because somebody is setting forth God's sovereign grace. They're talking about God electing a people. God choosing one and passing by another one. And they get mad, get angry. And you go over to Romans 9 and you read where the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, said this: does the potter have the right to make one vessel of honor and another vessel of dishonor? Does God have the right to do that? God has the right to do whatever God wants to do. We're the clay. He's the potter. Who are we? The best thing in the world a man could do is shut up. That's scriptural. That this whole world keeps silence before Him. Be quiet. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let everybody be quiet. And pray Almighty God give him a heart to believe. Here he starts, and he's going to tell them. He said in verse 43, "Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word." And then he continues, and here's where he starts. God speaking. "You are of your father, the devil." Your character, your actions have been formed under satanic influence. And sadly, the natural mind completely ignores, doesn't believe that, won't bow to that. Man's a rebel. God Almighty has told him he's a rebel. And man thinks that he's okay. Let me read you Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 3. Here again, whenever we read Scripture, I'm telling you, remember who's speaking. These words were penned by men, but these words were breathed by God. Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 3. The apostle says, "And you hath he quickened, you hath he made alive, you hath he rebirthed, you hath he brought out of darkness and death, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked." Just like the apostle Paul, just like you, just like me. "Wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air," Satan himself, "the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Every one of us were born hating God, wrathful against God. As I've said before, as far as any of God's elect, those chosen in Christ, they've never been under the wrath of God. Never. Never. They've everlastingly been loved. Born dead in sins? Yes. Rebels against God? Yes. Wrathful against God? Yes. Haters of God? Yes. But under God's wrath? No. Why? Because Almighty God had everlastingly chosen them to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. He always viewed them in Christ. And the Father, who first trusted in Christ before the foundation of the world, declared them, we looked at this, sanctified them, declared them holy in Christ. In time they were born. In time they fell. In time they were rebels. But in time God's going to regenerate them and tell them what He's done for them. And in time they're going to believe. And they're going to see the mercy of Almighty God. Here's the reason that you don't believe me.
You are of your father, the devil.
Taken captive by him at his will. That's what 2 Timothy 2:26 says. Rebels against God, like drunken men in a stupor of error. Don't have sense enough to know where they are. Dead. Dead. And they can only be set free one way. Not by their free will. They don't have a free will. I'll tell you this. Man is born with a will. He's born with a will. Not free. But he's got a will. How do I know? The Scripture says, and the lust of your father ye will do. Yeah, a man born with a will. And this is what he wills to do. The lust of his father, the devil. That's what I want to do. That's what a man wants to do being born in Adam. You leave a man to himself in the deadness of unbelief, and he will follow the inclination and desires of Satan. How do you know that, Marvin? God said it. Because God said it. The lust of your father. The Lord continues in verse 44. He was a murderer from the beginning. The beginning of what? From the beginning of man's contact with him in the garden. His goal, that is Satan's goal and purpose, was the murder of mankind. This was exhibited in the first physical murder of Abel. And when Cain killed his brother Abel, how do I know that it was of the devil? How do I know that he was moving under the influence of Satan? 1 John 3:12 says this, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works, Cain's, were evil. And he was of his father the devil. And Abel, his brother's, righteous. Abel knew God. Cain didn't know God in mercy and grace. And Cain, doing the will of his father, the devil, killed his brother. Scripture says, continuing 44, and abode not in the truth. Satan was originally created a state of innocence. Jude 6 states that Satan and all the angels that follow him in rebellion kept not their first estate, their first place, but left their own habitation. Satan stood not in conformity to the mind of God. Somebody would say, how did sin enter in there? God allowed it. God allowed it. You think things were out of control? You think somehow God couldn't control what was going on in heaven itself? That place that God had created for His people. For the habitation of Himself with His people. You think God couldn't control that? He allowed it. Why? Because He pleased to. And I tell you this, there's some things that God has revealed. There's some things that He hasn't revealed. The things that He's revealed are for us and for our children. And the things that He hasn't revealed, He hasn't revealed. One day, Lord willing, we'll know. But for now, we know that Almighty God allowed it. He was not out of control. He was not overpowered. He's Almighty God. And as the Scripture says, He doeth as He will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No man stays His hand. No man questions Him. Verse 44, continuing. Because there's no truth in Him, when He speaketh a lie, He speaketh of His own. For He's a liar and the father of it. Satan fell, and there was nothing in him but lies. And when he speaks, he speaks only from within.
Had God said that if you eat of the fruit that you'll die? Eve said, yeah. That's what God said. Satan said, you're not going to die. You're not going to die. Listen to me. You that know Him not, Satan says to you, you don't have to believe this. You don't have to trust Christ. You're fine. You're okay. You don't have... Faith is not only by grace. That's a lie. We are saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. The gift of God. Almighty God has set forth that every person that believes not the gospel of God's grace, the gospel of free grace, the gospel of God, is under the influence and direction of Satan himself. You can't hear my word. Verse 45, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. You have no ability in yourself. You believe the truth never. You need a new heart. The truth of God's grace is not within the capability for a man or a woman to receive it of themselves. They need a new person put in there. New man. You will not believe until God gives you a new heart. You will not. People will say, well, I tell you what, I believed and God saved me. No, He didn't. The Scripture says, who hath saved us and then called us. Saved us and called us. Not called us and saved us. When you believe, God's already given you life. He's already given you a new heart. I may want to listen to an FM radio, but if all I got's an AM, it ain't going to happen. Why? I don't have the capability. I just don't have it. Scripture says, I tell you the truth, and you believe me not. Only by grace, which of you, verse 46, convinceth me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? Our Lord just asked two questions. Which of you convinceth me of sin? Now let me ask you, let me tell you what He just said. I make a statement concerning our Lord's, and these are our Lord's words. This is God's word. This is God's truth. This is God speaking. Which of you can say or lay or charge me with sin? Is there any basis for not believing God? Is there any basis? Now, I know that men will stand and not believe God. You can go anywhere. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of churches throughout this, thousands throughout this country, where you can go and find somebody that'll lie on God. And it'll be all about man and all about man's ability and all about God wanting to and God trying to and God wishes that. And it's all left up to you, they say. He's done all He can do. Boy, I'd hate to know that God had done all He could do and was still waiting on me. I've told people this, listen to me. Any man, any woman that trusts in their own ability, realize something. Whatever you did before and whatever you've done after, when you think that you were supposedly saved by your free will, it better have been perfect before and since. There better not be one discretion. There better not be one point in which you better have never thought anything inconsistent. Because if you think that you're going to stand before God
except it in your ability. And many will. The Lord said that. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, we've. If you think that you're going to stand before God, it better have been perfect. And I'll tell you who's going to make the decision on whether or not it was. It's going to be God Himself. The books are going to be open, Mitchell. And the book. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life himself is going to be cast into hell. The lake of fire. Listen to me. Trusting in your free will, trusting in your decision. Oh my. Satan has lied to you. He's lied to you. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Which of you could charge me with sin? If you can't charge Christ with sin, let me ask you this. Why do you resist what He says? God has set forth His report of His Son. The Lord Jesus Christ has given the same report of Himself. What's the reason for not believing God? I'll tell you what. It's because unless God Almighty gives you a new heart, you hate Him. You despise Him. Verse 47. He that is of God heareth God's words. A regenerated man, a child of God, he hears from the heart the words of God. He hears them with thankfulness. He hears them with appreciation. He hears them with humility. Humility. God Almighty teaching me what I am in myself. He hears them knowing that it is by the grace of God that He hears and knows anything. And He hears them knowing that unless Almighty God keeps me hearing, faith cometh. I told you before. You say, well, I tell you what, I believed the Lord a long time ago and I've just been, you know, somehow we think that we've got a reserve of faith. No. It's like I've said before, you don't have a reserve of air. If God doesn't give me air, Pat, right now, I'm gone. If God Almighty doesn't give me a breath right now, you say, well, I've got a reserve enough for tomorrow. No, you don't. Man, this is how God's people depend on Him. Faith cometh right now, right now, right now, by hearing by the Word of God. I've got to hear this. I've got to hear this. I must hear. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. I'm telling you, a believer hears those words. Here's two reactions. Two things just happen in this congregation. And any other place where God preachers are preaching. Two things just happened. The Lord Jesus Christ said, ye therefore hear them not because you're not of God. Some were so thankful. Lord, by your grace and by your mercy that I am what I am. Thank you. Thank you that you'd give me a heart. Thank you that you'd give me faith to believe. And those that hear not God said, so what? So what? This doesn't really matter to me. One day it will. One day it will. Listen to me. I pray that God Almighty have mercy on us. I pray that the Lord bless these words to our hearts. Lord, speak to me. Lord, help me. Lord, keep me. Lord, give me faith today. You know, the amazing thing is only a believer. Now, this is one that God has promised, I'm never going to leave you, and I'm never going to forsake you. Only a believer is one that strives to enter in the straight gate. Only a believer is striving to make his calling and election sure. A man without God is just so presumptuous. He doesn't care. It doesn't matter for a believer. He says, it's Peter. When Peter stepped out on that water, then he saw the water and began to sink. He said, Lord, help me. I perish. Or save me. For Christ's sake.